2nd of April, 2012.
Is always I am happy to be with you all once again.
Thank you.
I, of course, am aware of the thoughts sent by you this time, and I would also like to say that I am aware of your discussion last time about your own what you call faults. Not many of you answered, but still I found it useful to listen to what you feel about yourselves. What I would like to say to you, my dear friends, about this is that within this group you have over many years learned dedication and love and become less fearful in your everyday lives.
Yes, one feels this deep down.
Yes. It may not always be apparent, but this is what you have gained. Dedication and love for your fellow man.
Yes.
And that is why, my dear friends, that when you come together and you send healing thoughts, they have become much stronger with time, because your energy and your love has grown so much. And for this, my dear friends, I want you to recognize that within yourselves, and to be grateful and thank yourselves for that love, because you too, my dear friends, deserve much love from us here in spirit.
Thank you. Yes, you brought to our attention the opposites, love and fear. But I feel there are other connections as well. And competition comes into it. One in loving one's fellow man, one is, I find, much less looking to any kind of competition.
Why should there be competition?
I guess that links to commerce and...
Yes, yes. All that you need is to love your fellow man. Without judgment, and to just accept that all men when it comes to spiritual love are equal. It is not for any of you to judge another person, but rather to extend that spiritual love to them, in order that they too might take up that love. That is why it is so important that your healing thoughts are gathered and given here, because you do love your fellow men. And I do not say only those people that you know, but that love extends to all people unknown to other worlds and to all happenings. Yes, that powerful love. That love is all-consuming. I wish, my dear friends, that you could feel the power of that love that you give.
But when you say that love is all-consuming,
it is the very nucleus of existence. It is a power you cannot see, but you can feel. Not only human beings, but the plants and the animal kingdom. All of you are surrounded by beauty and love.
Yes.
I cannot stress it to you enough.
Yes, I feel the extension beyond humans and throughout nature, and I've recently been sowing seeds, and there's a sort of pea-like seed called Monge 2, and I found there was a little mouse coming along and digging holes in the garden to get the seed as a food. Of course, it was rather upsetting my gardening, but I don't have a killing policy in the garden. That stems from this love thing. So I put an apple out, and the little mouse much prefers the apple to the Monge 2 seed. So that's a successful way of diverting him onto other things.
And can we say that this gentle mouse has taught you something?
Indeed, yes.
Yes. Take it as such that that animal, who is of course part of the rich tapestry of earth life, has come along at a time and provided you with a little knowledge that was missing.
Yes.
Would you not agree?
I do agree, and I take pleasure in passing that bit of knowledge on to others.
All too often, what happens with human beings is that, because this is what it is the element of fear that rises, and your little patch of garden is not part of the whole, but is your possession. And it becomes such and therefore fear enters into it, because you have devoted time and effort. But in stopping and looking and listening, you have resolved it. And you resolved it with much love, because you provided that small mouse with food.
Yes. Yes, I must say it gave me much pleasure.
Well, Sonia, I think you'll reprimand me badly, because we've been having a rat go from the hedge under where the birds, so I put some seed out for the birds and food out for the birds, and it goes to and fro getting this food, and I got worried because I knew the children were coming up, and my neighbour put a thing there with some food in, which I think is poisonous, and we don't get any rats now. We've only had one since, and I don't feel very comfortable with this, but I suppose in my mind I've got rid of the rats, but I feel sorry about that. I just can't bear having rats and children in the same area.
Now, I understand, my dear friend. Please do not be too harsh. Your thoughts were for those innocent children. Therefore, it was not an act purely for destruction.
No.
But partly from love. I have tried to tell you on many occasions that not all things are black or white, as you humans seem to feel. But it is the intent of the actions which is more important. Therefore, the love of the children will be balanced against the deed of killing the rat. I, of course, would always say it is not good to kill.
Yeah.
But as I have said, the intent is what matters most.
Mm-hmm.
So do not be too hard upon yourself.
Thank you for those words, sir. Thank you.
Yes. After all, we know and we understand that this world you live in is almost like a battlefield, with each individual trying to survive.
Mm.
In the best way that they know how. All I would say is, my dear friend, whatever you do, may it be done in love, and you will not go far wrong in your lifetime.
Thank you so much for those words, sir. Thank you. Yeah. So if we wrap the world up in our love, the whole world, the whole animals, peoples, our planet, I think that's what I must do.
Yes.
More often.
You must live your life as love. You cannot solve the earth's problems, and you will not for some time to come. I have spoken about this on previous occasions.
Mm-hmm.
But all that you can do is to be responsible for what you think, what you do, and be aware that that spiritual part of you should always be to the fore of your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah. Was that purely by chance that two gentlemen came up to me yesterday or the day before? They were elder leaders of our church, and we meet at the top of the garden, and I start talking about you and what we do and what they do. They teach Jesus and the Bible. I bring them indoors and we have a chat, and I just wondered if this was something that our friends organized for us, is it? I don't know.
I will say this to you. Nothing in your lives is by chance.
Mm.
The situations will always arise at the right time. It is whether you as human beings seek that chance or not. That is where your free will comes into play. Every individual on this earth planet is given many opportunities to grow. This is part of your growth. This is part of your learning and understanding that there are many, many people who will not always agree with what you know and believe. But what happens is that many seeds are sown.
Mm.
And perhaps you realize that you cannot rush the growth of a seed. You learn patience, you give that seed love, you see it begin to grow slowly and then to flourish, and you then have great joy from that procedure. So there always is a reason behind all of these things.
Ah.
Remember, my friend, that spirit is always with you,
yes.
Is always guiding and teaching.
Mm.
So yeah. Nothing is by chance.
That's the timing of thing, historic things emerging is quite fascinating, I find. There's currently great interest in the Bosnian pyramids in Eastern Europe. These are quite huge, larger than the Great Pyramid of Egypt. And they seem, well, there's controversy at the moment as to whether they are natural shapes of hills or whether they are the remains of constructed pyramids. People are investigating and working on these at the present time. So perhaps this is the time when these items should be looked into, but it's surprising that they've existed thousands of years and only now are they being more closely examined, and a number of people are recognizing the structures as pyramids. Any comment from you, Salumet, on the Bosnian pyramids?
Forgive me if I seem a little amused, because I have said in past times that much more would be discovered in your world.
You have indeed.
I have, yes. There is much in your world still to be discovered. But it is very appropriate, shall we say, that this discovery is being utilized, might I say, in this year that so many of you Earth people have decided is an important year.
Yes.
There is a union, a knowledge that is waiting to happen. Again, I say, nothing is by chance. I would say to you that they will discover that they are older pyramids than the ones that you know of.
Yes, yes, that much has already been stated by some.
Yes. What would you like to know about it?
It would be very nice to have confirmation that they are indeed pyramids.
And, they are pyramids.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And the figure that has been put on them for age is somewhere between 12,000 and 24,000 years.
Older.
Yes, I thought you would say that.
Older. Yes.
Good gracious.
And were they used for the same, built for the same reason as the
teleportation?
Yes, always travel was an object. Yes, I would say that the Egyptian race in some way had the same information, the same people who travelled, and that is how you get the comparison between the two. They will find many comparisons with these pyramids. Yes.
Comparisons with the Great Pyramid of Egypt.
Yes.
Yes.
They will discover this, but they need a little more time.
Yes. Oh, that's a joy to hear. Thank you so much.
So man was helped in building these large pyramids.
Yes.
I understand. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. But by the same extraterrestrial race who built the Egyptian pyramids?
Not the same race, but a race of higher knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I am happy to have had the question, but a little amused that you had forgotten my words.
Well, I think we partly put the question because we know of others who have so much interest and doubt.
Yes, I know. You are little seeds of knowledge. I fully understand. And it is only right that those seeds of knowledge are allowed to flourish, of course.
Yes, we have been, in particular, we have been in touch with one Suzanne Taylor, in Los Angeles, United States, and she has developed a great interest in crop circles, and through those crop circles an interest in other possible extraterrestrial connections, and we have corresponded on the Bosnian pyramids.
Yes.
So she is one of our contacts around the world.
Yes. We knew when first you came to this group that you would be an emissary of spirit, that the word would be spread, and that, my dear friend, you have done most successfully.
Well,
and for this we give thanks, because without the use of the human voice, we would, of course, find it much more difficult. So, never forget, my dear friends, that each one of you, not only within this group, but the many throughout your world who sit as you do, you are all precious to us. And without you, it would, as I have said, be so much more difficult.
Well, we're very aware of teamwork is a word I would use, and that team includes so many in spirit.
Yes.
As well.
That is why I said at the beginning, your dedication, your trust, your love is so important. And it is a great lesson for you all to know and understand this.
Likewise, without your teaching, Sanimet, our lives would also have been a lot harder, so it's we've helped each other.
Yes, as I told you, life can never be made easy for you. You must live your lives, each your individual lives, with life's many problems. But what I hope that you have achieved is the strength and the knowledge to work through any difficulty which stands in your way.
Well,
I'm sure. I know that you have.
I think I speak for all of us, but I think it's helped us all. It gives us that inner strength to just having the knowledge is just wonderful. So thank you.
Now, my dear friends, I will take my leave this time, but I would like you to know that although I do not come to you quite so often, I am aware of your lives. I am aware of your fears. And yes, you all have some fear. And I am always there for you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I know. Many years ago I had fears, but I feel that those have very, very much diminished now. And yes, much thanks to the teaching.